Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I love this. This is where we get local leaders and pastors in our community coming bang smack in the middle of the week in the hope to inspire us and encourage us. And today is no different. We have the pleasure of having a Pastor Jeff Woodward from Metro Church on the phone. How are you going, Jeff?
I'm really well, thank you, Jazeel. Hi, Beck. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us. I'm very excited because we're going to be talking about hope and resilience.
Yeah, what's been on your mind?
Well, I just think that everyone needs it all the time, no matter whether it's COVID time or whatever time it is, because I always think that hope leaks. You know, nobody has got like a static amount of it. It just stays in your life. No matter what's going on in your world, it'll leak out because of adversities that come or maybe conversations that you have with somebody and it just doesn't go well. So I think unless you understand some key things about hope, then probably you end up finding yourself pretty flat down the dumps and not really knowing how to rescue yourself.
So what do we need to know about hope then?
Well, I think for a start, the fact that it's not a static thing. You've got to actually intentionally do some things to put hope into your life, to feed that part of you. This is my language for it. I call it building up your hope muscle. And so in the same way, having gone to the gym 10 years ago, and having a great set of biceps or whatever, probably 10 years later, if you've given up going to the gym, then pretty much you're going to be a flabby you. And the deal is with that, we all get that. We go, of course. But we forget that our inner part of us is absolutely no different. You know, the scripture talks about exercising certain things, you know, and so I think you've got to exercise stuff like hope.
I love that you're talking about hope because our theme this month for Junipeel is speak hope, share hope. So it's such a timely thing to have a chat about.
Totally. No. I think for a lot of people, Beck, hope almost sounds a bit though like, oh, I hope so, or you know, some kind of like weird optimist. Well, I think hope is a lot stronger and a lot more robust than that.
Indeed. See, that was A. But clearly you've got another point as well, because otherwise you wouldn't have said A.
Exactly. Well, do you want me to go straight? Seeing we're into all the the Greek letters of the alphabet at the moment. So that was, we'll go alpha, beta, and then gamma. I think the second thing is simply this, that if you want to build hope in your life, you've got to become a person of gratitude. I've never seen anyone yet who was full of gratitude who lacked. And I've never seen anybody full of hope who wasn't a grateful person. So I reckon taking time every day, usually for me it's at night time. I literally did this last night. Last thing before I go to sleep is I'm going, God, I'm grateful for this today. Thank you for this. Sometimes in your day there's not a lot of things you're going to be able to pick out, but pick out the ones that are there. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. So that's beta.
That's awesome.
Brilliant.
You want the last one?
Yeah, give it to us.
Okay, the last one's perspective. I told my second youngest granddaughter at Christmas time, she was chucking a bit of a tanty and, you know, a bit upset. And I said, Judah, let me help you. Granddad's going to help you. I'm going to teach you something. She said, I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything. I said, yes, you do. You want to know? She said, no, I don't. I said, yes, you do. She said, all right, then what is it? I said, it's perspective. She said, what's that? And I said, darling, perspective makes all the difference. In whether you're a person who looks at the future well or whether you look at it with despair.
That's so true. That's gold. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate you motivating us on this cold and stormy Wednesday. Thank you so much.
And the alpha and the beta and all that. That's brilliant. Pastor Jeff Woodward from Metro Church. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Go the mighty Maroons.
Yay, sports.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.